Welcome to the AI Daily Roundup for June 29, 2026. Workday CTO just said out loud what a lot of enterprise vendors won't. AI touching payroll and HR has to work reliably, not most of the time, and they're building to that bar.
That's a pretty direct shot at the rest of the industry, and it sets up a theme that runs through a lot of today's stories: governance, oversight, and what it actually means to trust AI in high-stakes environments.
Let's start with the infrastructure layer, because Okta made a significant move. They've made their AI agent governance platform generally available for FedRAMP and HIPAA-regulated environments, and they're claiming to be the first independent identity platform to manage AI agent lifecycles within those federal and healthcare compliance boundaries.
The framing they're using is interesting, elevating AI agents to first-class identities instead of treating them like static service accounts or hard-coded API keys. What's the practical difference there?
Basically, it means agents get the same kind of lifecycle management, permissions, and audit trails that human users do. You can provision, monitor, and revoke them properly. And this aligns directly with a recent executive order pushing agencies to deploy AI aggressively while also securing it. So the timing isn't accidental.
Identity infrastructure as the critical bottleneck for regulated AI adoption. That's a real bet Okta is making on owning that layer.
Now over to the Workday story. At their DevCon conference, CTO Gabe Monroy unveiled new tools for building, connecting, and verifying AI agents across HR, finance, and IT operations. The explicit positioning is that correctness requirements for this work deliberately exceed what most AI vendors currently promise.
Most of the time, doesn't cut it when you're running payroll. That's a pretty straightforward argument and honestly hard to push back on.
It sets a precedent too. Other platforms operating in those high-stakes enterprise contexts are going to have to respond to this framing.
Shifting over to the product side, there's a GitHub story worth flagging. Something called Palmier Pro, a Swift-based macOS video editor built specifically for AI workflows, picked up over 5,000 GitHub stars in a single week.
It requires macOS 26 Tahoe on Apple Silicon, so they're targeting the absolute leading edge of Apple's platform. This is not a broad compatibility play.
5,000 stars in a week is a real signal. There's clearly appetite for AI-native creative tools that are built ground up rather than bolting AI onto a legacy editor.
On the business side, HP Inc. has expanded its relationship with OpenAI to a full frontier-tier strategic partnership. They're deploying AI across customer experiences, software development, and enterprise operations, which puts HP among OpenAI's most deeply integrated enterprise partners.
A major hardware incumbent going all in like this. What does frontier tier actually mean in terms of the depth of integration?
The Digest frames it as the highest tier of strategic partnership OpenAI offers. So this isn't just a licensing agreement. It's coordinated deployment across multiple business functions. The signal is that frontier AI is table stakes for enterprise transformation at this point, not a pilot program.
Let's spend a minute on some of the bigger picture thinking pieces, because there are a few good ones today. John Udell has a post arguing we should retire the phrase human in the loop. His case is that the framing subtly hands authority to the machine, and instead we should think of agents as joining the team, not replacing the process.
The practical implication he lands on is concrete: reviewable pull requests and transparent workflows so humans have meaningful oversight, not just nominal approval over things they can't actually audit.
Unreviewable PRs is the phrase he uses, and that's a real problem that a lot of engineering teams are already running into with agentic coding tools.
Related to that, Anthropic's Boris Cherny, he's on the Claude Code team, posted a framework proposing five future archetypes for engineering teams: prototyper, builder, sweeper, grower, and maintainer. These cut across traditional job titles like engineer, PM, and designer.
So the argument is that as AI collapses the boundaries between disciplines, team composition should be thought of in terms of these archetypes rather than roles, with early-stage products needing more prototypers and builders, and mature products leaning on maintainers and growers.
It's drawn from actual observations of how the Claude Code team operates, so this isn't purely theoretical. There's at least one real team already organized something like this.
And finally, AI Engineer Foundation Week kicked off at Moscone. Swix posted that they hit 1,000 registrations on day one. There's a dedicated design engineers track and a new engineer orientation focused on networking and week planning.
Multiple tracks running across the event, and that day one number suggests the AI engineering community is consolidating around a real shared professional identity at this point.
That's going to be one to watch as the week unfolds. We'll keep an eye on what comes out of it. That's the AI Daily Roundup for June 29th, 2026. We'll see you tomorrow.